B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum! Scooters!
Yay! It's time for Coffee with Kane! And this morning, we're going to be talking with Lou Diamond Phillips, who has a new movie out called Gangland. You've seen him in movies like Young Guns.
We've come to a place where we are lost, no? When an Indian is lost, he must reach into the spirit world to find the way. On the spirit road, he'll be shown a sign. This is the way to the spirit road.
But Gangland is different.
Light him up.
Everybody here hates you because of that uniform.
Shut your mouth!
We just took a gun off of a gang member and we let him go.
I hired you because I need a partner who can understand why people are the way they are.
I'm trying to stop this going in endless circles.
So Gangland is a cop movie, but a tribal cop movie. He's a weathered tribal cop and his new trainee, and they have to find this ruthless fugitive who's returned to their rural indigenous reservation, has exposed its darkest secrets, and could ignite a violent gang war. That's the gist of the movie. I just enjoyed it so much, and I can't wait for the opportunity to ask Lou Diamond Phillips about this movie and his... Good morning. This is Audra.
Hey, Audra. It's Michael. I have Lou Diamond Phillips for you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Audra. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm fantastic. I have to take a deep breath. I'm super excited to get to talk to you this morning. I've been a fan since the La Bamba days, and this movie, Gangland, wow, I blew my socks off.
I am so happy to hear that. Yeah, we've been around a minute, and I got to say, you know, with a film like Gangland, I'm so incredibly grateful that I still get to do work that challenges me, that I find exciting, and that I think can be as effective as this one.
It was really different for you. How did you approach this role? Because I explained to the listeners earlier that this is kind of a... I don't even know how to say it. It's about gangs on the reservation, but it's more than that. You're the cop in this one.
Absolutely. It's a bit like Denzel Washington's Training Day, you know, he and Ethan Hawke. But in this case, it's you know, we are the tribal police, and I'm bringing on a young female recruit played by Donna Namrud, who's just wonderful in it. And she comes in on the eve of what could become a gang war here on the reservation, with a lot of other skeletons, you know, rattling around in the closet. I love this role because I knew this guy. You know, I literally, you know, when I was reading the script, it's like, man, people say, how do you prepare for this? It's like, no, I know this guy. My dad, you know, did serve two tours in Nam, and I've been around a lot of people who, you know, are service people. Supporter of first responders for a long time, and I've spent a good amount of time, you know, on reservations. So this was an experience and a point of view that I've known intimately myself, and so was very excited to be able to embody that.
Well, it was really impressive. I'm not going to lie. I sat down in the living room with my husband. We pulled up our chairs and watched it on the big screen so that we could get the full experience of it. It was really great. You have a reputation as an actor, a director, a writer that goes way back to the 80s. And I was trying to, I'll be honest, my daughter's 29. I was trying to explain to her what Young Guns was about. And she said, oh, so it's Cowboy the Hangover.
Cowboy the Hangover. I've never heard that one, but sure, why not? The whole peyote sequence is not entirely what the movie's about, but sure.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to explain to her, and she was just like, this sounds like a movie maybe I should see, maybe not. And I was like, no, you totally need to watch this one. But you've done some really other amazing things. And I think for me, later on, when I discovered Longmire, when I discovered you were one of the co-stars in Longmire, I was very excited because I knew that you would bring something a little different to it. But one of the things that came out of Longmire, you played Henry Standing Bear, who was kind of a sidekick for the sheriff. But you kind of grew a relationship with the author of the books, Craig Johnson. Yes. And so how did that come about?
Well, Craig was there from the beginning. And it's funny because when I auditioned for Longmire, I knew the audition was coming up, and I ran out and I grabbed, you know, the books. I mean, being a big reader myself, and you know, I have two novels published: The Tinderbox Soldier of Endurance, The Tinderbox Underground Movement, both to which my wife Yvonne illustrated. Those are available now, and I just finished my third novel. Craig and I, you know, became fast friends, and when he saw the audition. He goes, that guy's read my books, because I took out all the contractions. I took out all the contractions in the dialogue, because that's what Craig had written in the books. And I don't think the writers were aware of that. So I became the contraction police for six seasons. The other fun thing is that in Gangland, as soon as I read that script, I called up my dear friend Marcus Red Thunder, who was one of the inspirations for Henry Standing Bear. And I brought him on as an executive producer with me on Gangland to make sure that we got it right. So he's also in the film in the beginning. He is the Native man doing the blessing at the memorial.
I saw that, you know, as far as the credits go. I saw him in the credits and I was like, wait a minute. I knew I was going to ask you about that. So you hit it first.
I love Marcus, and he brought so much to the film and really paid attention to the detail and made some really, I think, great, interesting changes. Yeah,
it really was. It's so hard to describe it, and I don't want to give away the ending because it shocked me. Neither my husband or myself, when we were sitting there watching it, got to the end, and I was like, "Well, I was not expecting that to happen," because it didn't take it. And I'm the one who figures it out in the first 10 minutes of the movie. So kudos to you for making it very exciting. Well, I look forward to our listeners getting to see it. It is going to be out. It's coming out in theaters and digital at the same time. Do I have that right?
Yes and no. It's going to have a qualifying run in Dallas. It's in theaters in Tulsa. And also in theaters in Bronxville here in New York. So we're going to hopefully roll it out and platform it over the next few months. But it also will be available digitally on the 10th.
I'm excited for people to get to see
releases.
It. Okay, I have to throw in one little last tidbit. I know where you went to high school. I actually went to a graduation there. I know, right? Flower Bluff. I went to a high school graduation in 1985. So you'd graduated a few years before that. But I just wanted to know, Texas proud, just like you.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Awesome. Well, thank you so
thanks,
much.
Darling.
I appreciate you.
You bet,
and
Audra,
give my
you.
Best to your wife. I love all of your work. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Audra.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, that's so sweet. He called me darling. Okay, that darling was for all of you, okay? I share the darling from Lou Diamond Phillips. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you missed any part of this interview with Lou Diamond Phillips about his new movie, Gangland, that will be streaming on July the 10th, I highly recommend the movie. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can check out it in its entirety on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Find the links for that by going to b104fm.com/Audra. That's AUDRA. And Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters.
Coffee with Kane is fueled by Scooters in Farmington. Okay, now I want coffee. Yum, Scooters.